You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Hello, I'm Daryl Orman, the pastor at First Baptist Church of Stuart. We're delighted that you've joined us today for our broadcast. We'd like to invite you to stay tuned as we present God's Word through worship and the Word.
I'm casting my cares aside. I'm leaving my doubts behind. I'm setting my heart and mind on you, Jesus. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow, giving you my fears and sorrows. Where you lead me, I will follow.
Please be seated. Got a few announcements for you. Anna Bowerman, like to see you right after the service. You're not in trouble. Is Gary here today? No. Okay. Okay. Very good. Reminder, our Patriot drinks, we've got those available after the service. See Judith, and she'll be glad to hook you up. And you need to be hydrated, no doubt about it. And so, also, let's see what else. If you could be in prayer this Wednesday, the TC Palm Religion Writers meeting with me to interview me about our 100th anniversary, and just pray that we get a strong witness into the papers and into their website, and that the Lord would use that in a very powerful way to reach people for Christ. Amen? Amen. And if you're our guest today, we want to invite you to fill out the little welcome thing that you see there in the Heart publication. Just tear it out, place it in the offering plate so we can get to know you. We'd love to do that. Be in prayer for our Christmas musical coming up. We're excited about that. Hope Awakens in Bethlehem, December 14th. And if you would, if you want to, take a few extra copies of this with you to use it as an invite, to invite some friends to come and to be a part of that with us. And then the ladies have a joyful Christmas tea. No men allowed unless they're serving. And so that's coming up, and the information's in here. And then our Thanksgiving outreach food drive, and want to encourage you to bring some canned goods for us as we're helping to reach out in the love of Christ in the area. No Wednesday night activities this week for Thanksgiving, and we want to encourage you to take part in our life groups that are available on Sunday mornings at 9:15. It's a great way to get into the Word a little deeper and to interact and get to know other people in a better way in the life of the church. So I want to encourage you to take part in that as well. Thank you.
So this morning, church, is as we're singing and worshiping, I talked to my kids. We were sitting having breakfast yesterday, and it's Thanksgiving week. Is that your favorite holiday? Anybody here, is that your favorite holiday? Yeah? It's definitely my favorite eating holiday, I'll give you that. But we were talking about some things that we're grateful for. Just, hey guys, what are you grateful for? And Sammy said family and, you know, our home, and Ricky said his things. Aiden said his things. It's pretty awesome. I got my three boys right here worshiping with me. That's pretty awesome. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But I'm thankful for that. And definitely one of the things that I said to them and I shared with them and trying to instill in them is this world, this earth, and what we have here is temporary, right? So I said, I'm grateful for eternity. They kind of looked at me like, what do you mean? I said, because we have that hope and we have that promise that no matter what we have or don't have or don't accomplish on this earth, as long as Christ is in our hearts and his blood has redeemed us and washed us, then we have that hope of eternity being together forever with him. And they were like, hey.
For this day, and all the many blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day. Father, we thank you for the recent good events that we've had. Thank you for last week at the farm and celebrating 100 years of our church and 50 years of our school. So much to so many to be thankful for, all those who put their shoulder to the wheel and help make those events a successful time. Father, we pray that we can utilize this momentum that we have and bring those folks to church here and fill this room up on a regular basis like we do. Father, we thank you for Pastor and Kim and their 33 years of leadership here and all the support staff at the school and in the churches. Personally, I'm pretty fond of the school and the principal, but I love them all, Father. We ask, please, that you'll bless this offering and those who offer it to you. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Children for Children's Church. When they were singing a while ago, when we greeted each other, Sammy ran up to me and said, "It's good to see you again, Pastor. Give me five." He's a pistol, isn't he? What a blessing that family is. And praise God for you. And we've got a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be grateful for. I came across a verse that really blessed me as we think about Thanksgiving this week. And it's Isaiah 30:18. I'm going to actually work on memorizing this one. "Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who long for him." And in the Hebrew, this one phrase in here is Yahweh is an Elohim of justice. And in his justice, it says he's waiting for us to bless us. He's waiting for us to have compassion on us. He longs to do things for us in our life. Now, you may say, "I'm not worthy." Through the years when we've talked about prayer, I've had people say, "Well, I can't ask God for that. He doesn't, he's too busy. I don't want to tax him." Well, you can't exhaust God, and you can't exhaust his mercies, his grace, his generosity, and he wants to extend it to us. If you've got your Bible today, I want to speak to you on turning Thanksgiving into Thanksgiving. And I got this title from my spiritual father, Adrian Rogers. He always was able to turn a phrase, turning Thanksgiving into Thanksgiving. If you've got your Bible, look with me at Psalm 107:19-22. Psalm 107:19-22. "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and he delivered them from their destruction. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. Let them also offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his works with joyful singing." How many of you have seen Franklin Graham's announcement on television about Thanksgiving and God and giving your life to Christ? Raise your hand. I'm blessed every time I see it. And he's talking about we're thankful for a lot of things. Let's be thankful for God. Let's be thankful to God. And then he goes on and shares the gospel and how to give your heart and life to Christ. Adrian Rogers said this years ago, "All around us are those who are grumbly hateful rather than humbly grateful." And I think that's an interesting turn as well, that there's people that are grumbly hateful that should be humbly grateful and grateful for the things that God does in their life. There's also the quote that was given from Shakespeare, "How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child, a child that's not grateful." And when we have children that are grateful, we tend to just want to bless them. We want to do for them. And then the ungrateful, it might be just a little bit harder. And then the blind poet Milton said that a person with an ungrateful spirit only has one vice, because all the rest of his vices are virtues compared to ingratitude. Every other sin is a virtue compared to ingratitude. All around us are those who are the grumbly, hateful. And so if you're ungrateful, that becomes a root of everything. You have expectations. You expect people to give you things. Gratitude can come with lower expectations. When you and I set our expectations at a certain level, then everything that comes underneath that and falls short of it becomes ingratitude. I was thinking about a man that I heard him talking about his relationship with his wife, and he said she was really hard on him. And one afternoon he came in from work, and she gave him a list for the grocery store of 10 things. It was later in the afternoon. It was really into the evening. And he rushed over to the store before it closed, and he went in and he went through the list and got 9 of the 10 things. When he got to the deli, he was to get sliced roast beef, and they had already broken down the saw and cleaned it. And he didn't have, being a sensitive man, he didn't have the heart to ask him to put the saw back together again to cut that ham, that roast beef for him. And so he went home and he gave his wife the 9 things, and she berated him for 20 minutes for not getting it. You never listen to what I say. You never do what I ask you to do. I ask you to get these 10 things and you can't even do that. And it's interesting that he should have been grateful, she should have been grateful that he got the 9. Can I hear an amen? I know some guys that won't go to the store at all. And when they do, they come back with a bunch of stuff, snack foods and junk like that, that they want. That's why I don't shop for our family. I can come home with those chocolate marshmallow cookies and, you know, these blessings, these absolute blessings. Yeah. So we see here the attitude that God wants in our life, of an attitude of gratitude, where we are blessing the Lord and thanking him and recognizing him. The first thing we see that we should be grateful for is we're grateful for his salvation from our distresses. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. This is the Hebrew word matsar, and the word means narrow neediness, narrowness, adversity, anguish, a state of affliction or trouble. How God can lead us through and deliver us from these distresses. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. He wants us to be thankful for everything, even distresses, even narrowness, adversity, anguish, affliction, trouble. He wants us to be thankful for all of these things that we have in our life, the adversity, and all of these things that we have in our life, and all of these things that we have in our life. Life that he is displeased with, or that does not show Christ like I should show him. We see next that we're grateful for his word healing us. In verse 20, the first part, he sent his word and healed us. How many of you can say there's been a need in your life, a trouble, a heartache, something you've been struggling with, and then you go into your daily devotions and you read the word of God, and that God, just like a soothing oil, takes care of that need, covers that need. It's interesting in my life, as you know, I read through the Bible every year with the one-year Bible, and I'm thankful, knock on wood, that I'm current today in the one-year Bible. I'm up to date. Sometimes I fall behind if I leave it and we go somewhere, and then I have to do several to catch up. But through the years, there's times I read it, and if you ask me right after I read it, you know, what did it do for you, or what do you take away from it? And there would be many mornings I would say, to be honest, I don't really remember exactly what I read. I don't remember exactly what it was. Sometimes it's just dutifully going through it. And you say, well, then what's the use of it? Why do it if you don't retain it? There was a little girl that was helping her mother in the kitchen, and she was small, could barely look over the edge of the sink, and she saw what appeared to be a pan there sitting in the sink, water from the faucet running into the pan filled with potatoes. And the little girl looked at her mother and said, I've been watching this sink, and it's something's wrong here. It's not filling the pan. And the mother said, honey, it's a strainer. And the water is cleaning the potatoes. That's what matters. The Word of God's like that. He says that we don't live by bread or food alone, physical food, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so God's Word is there to cleanse us and to heal us. And there's been so many times in my life I've needed to hear from, we'll say, I need a word from God. That's where you find it, in the Word of God. And you go and you look, and God ministers to you, and He touches you and strengthens you, encourages you, and takes this thing from your life and helps you with it and gives direction. There's some times when I'm reading the Word of God, it's like God is speaking out loud. Have you not experienced that? If you have, can I hear an amen? Where you're reading it said, oh my, oh my, He's talking to me right now, using His Word. Then we see next that we're grateful for His deliverance from destruction, the second part of verse 20, and delivered them from their destructions. Delivered them. That word is a pit or a pitfall, a calamity, a deep, dangerous place. It's to be rescued from a dire situation. When God intervenes and He takes us from destruction. I can tell you right now, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for several times in my life. I can't rehearse all of them, but I'll give you two or three. When I was growing up in Memphis, my dad and mother, my dad from Mississippi, my mother from Memphis, it was a big deal for them to get my sister and I in the car before my brother was born. And we would go driving in the country on Saturday, on a weekend when we had a few days, a couple of days. And we'd drive through Mississippi and through Tennessee, these rural areas. And we would stop at different places. They'd stop at these quaint little old stores and all these different places. And one time we stopped at this store, and Dad liked to go in and get all of us an RC Cola and a moon pie. Have any of you ever had an RC Cola and a moon pie? A bunch of you have. And that was like a big deal. And like I said earlier about my chocolate-covered marshmallow cookie, moon pie is a flat version of that. And I love moon pies. In fact, my middle name could be Moon Pie. And so Dad and Mother and Sissy go into the store, and me being me, inquisitive, curious, I look, and there's this little, like, well house out off of the parking lot, kind of in front of and catty corner to the store. Nothing else around, farms and all that. And there's this little well house, and the door's open. Well, that's an invitation to me. And I was like 6 years old, maybe five or six. And I go six, I think. I go wandering into there, and it's dark in there. When I step in through the door, it's dark. And all of a sudden, I hear this hideous growling and barking. And all of a sudden, I hear this hideous growling and barking. And all of a sudden, I hear this hideous growling. I think I know where they are. Another time, I'm a basketball player at Northwest Junior College, and I became the BSU evangelist. I'm preaching in these country churches, and I love preaching in those country churches across Mississippi because they always invited the reverend, the pastor, the guest speaker, the evangelist out to lunch afterwards, or to their house, and they fixed these gigantic feasts, these big lunches, country lunches, salted ham and crispy fried chicken, and they killed almost everything we ate. And so I'm preaching at one of these churches, and I invited over to the main family's house and go over there, and here's their big table full of goodies, crisp biscuits with a slight brown crust on the top and the butter, melted butter. And mashed potatoes, and they grew those potatoes and mashed them. And all this other stuff. And so we eat till I'm just packed. And they said, Reverend, do you ever ride horses? And I said, well, when I was growing up, I broke Shetland ponies. And they said, well, we would like you to go out and ride old Blackie. And I said, I'll ride old Blackie. And so we go out there, and here is this black stallion that looked like the racehorse carbon copy. I mean, muscles gleaming in the sun, this dark black stallion with a saddle on it, and it had a halter on it, and a nice dark black stallion with a saddle on it, and it had a halter on it, and a nice dark black stallion with a saddle on it, and it had a halter on it, and a go under these limbs, and then it turns and comes back out the entrance and starts running down this country road, and these fence posts with barbed wire on them are just popping by with this stallion. They jumped in a truck, and they said, uh-oh, we probably shouldn't have pulled this prank on him. And so I finally just let the reins down, and where there's took the tension off, and then the horse brought its head up, and I jerked it back and stopped it. And I got off of it on the road. I wasn't going to ride that thing back to the house. But if it had tripped and fallen into the barbed wire, I wouldn't be here today. But I had such a peace, the peace of God. There's been three or four other times in my life where I think I've looked at death and gotten real close. And God says, I will protect you from destruction. I will station my angels around you. I mean, if we opened it up now, I'm sure there's some stories out here that you could share where God intervened, and that's why you're here today. because he has come in and he has delivered you from destruction. Then we see next that we're grateful for his loving kindness. Look in verse 21. Then let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness. The love we have in this life toward each other is conditional. Now, you may have the best marriage in church today. The two of you may be the sweetest that's ever been together. But there's still going to be a conditional aspect to your marriage. And there's times where it's tit for tat. You do something nice for her, she does something nice for you. You speak some encouragement to him, he speaks some encouragement to you. But then it also cuts the other way. A sharp word is returned with a sharp word, and then it escalates, and it escalates. And then it gets to the point of crazy, crazy accusations. Well, then maybe we should just get a divorce. You don't mean it, but you just escalate and escalate and escalate. It's interesting that when God loves us, and because we love each other that way, with our kids, they obey me, I'm happy with them. They disobey me, not so much. They're ungrateful, not so good. They're grateful, they're so good. But God's not like that. His love is not like that. This word for loving kindness, every time you see the word translated loving kindness, in the Old Testament especially, is the Hebrew word hesed. And the Hebrew word means that God loves us as an act of his will. He loves us because he said, I'm a contractual promise-keeping God. I never lie. I never misrepresent. And I have chosen to love you. And it's not even necessarily a warm, fuzzy feeling that God has for us. Because we're basically all sinners saved by grace. But it's an act of his decision-making that he loves us. And I thank God for that. There's times we just don't, even if you're really striving to live for Jesus, there's times you don't pray enough. There's times you're not kind to others, generous to others. There's times in your life where the carnality rises up and you're not what you should be in Christ. But I can look back and say, Lord, I know you have saved me. I know that you love me because you have decided to love me. Can I hear an amen? Now, the devil will come along and say he doesn't love you anymore. You're not that good of a Christian. You may not even be a Christian at all. He tries to inject these doubts into our life. Tries to tear down our walk in Christ, tries to put a divider, a wedge between us and him. But he says you and I can be thankful for his love. I'd like to give you a little homework for this next 3 days leading up to Thursday, Thanksgiving. And for the next few days, I'd like you to just rehearse, if you're married or if you're single, whatever the case might be. If you're married, you can alternate and get together as a couple. Kim and I are going to do this. We want y'all to do it. And just alternate things you're thankful for. And if you would, use this outline as a guide. You may be able to share with your wife a time that God intervened for you. Maybe you were in the war. Maybe you were in Iraq. Maybe you're in Vietnam. And there's a time where God intervened for you, and you never shared it with your wife or your family. Maybe as a lady, you were out driving and you went through the intersection with the light and a guy ran it and God mysteriously led you to turn away and you just missed him. And you can go through these different things and rehearse them with each other and use it as a guide and work yourself up to things. Don't just wait till the table's full of turkey and ham and sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top and wonderful biscuits and cranberry sauce and and green beans and whatever else you're putting there, mashed potatoes with pools of butter. I can't wait for lunch today. But don't wait till right then and say, oh, okay, let's all go around and give one thing we're thankful for. Well, I'm thankful for this food. I'm thankful for the potatoes. What a great turkey. You know, football afterwards, you know. Don't do that. Look up to him, this God that I read in the first verse that's waiting on us to love us and bless us. And look up to him and try to really rehearse with him what you think of him. What he's done for you. And really give it a thought. And you can lead up to that with your homework this week, because you're going to, I know you're all going to do this. Maybe, I hope so. So we see that we're grateful for his deliverance from destruction. We're grateful for his loving kindness. And next, we're grateful for his wonders. Verse 21, for his wonders to the sons of men. The rest of the chapters talk about some of these wonders. Verse 24, they have seen the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep, like in the oceans. And he lifted up the waves of the sea. They rose to the heavens. The earth reeled and staggered like a drunken man. And they cried to the Lord in their troubles. He caused the storms to be stilled. And on it goes, talking about his wonders. And then again, verse 31, and let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for all his wonders to the sons of men. You and I are born in really one of the most blessed nations in the history of the world of all humanity. This republic has been a miracle of God. We've assumed, because we were all born into this liberty, that the rest of the world's experienced it, and almost no one is. We've got so many things to be thankful for. Someone needs to take some medicine. I think there's a phone going off. Either that or I'm really getting old, because I'm hearing the bells of heaven. So we see that there's these wonders, things. What is a wonder? It's something like, I wonder about that. It's something that astounds me. It amazes me. You know, one of my biggest amazements, one of the biggest wonders for me in my entire life, was several years ago, Kim and I went to Hawaii. I did an evangelistic crusade there for a group of churches. And we vacate there a little bit afterwards. And we were on the big island, and we went up to this, we were in a rental car, and we went up this road that went up into a mid-range like mountain area. And we were probably at about 1,000 to 1,200 feet above sea level. And there was this flat lookout spot, and we pulled off and parked. And here we are on the big island. And I looked, and what I looked at before me, I said, Kim, can you believe the wonder of it? She said, what are you talking about, Daryl? And I said, right now, you and I, look what we're looking at. There was the volcanic mountains with actually snow on top, white snow. There was the volcanic mountains with actually snow on top, white snow. The wonders of it all. The wonders of it all. And we can thank God, look what you do, Lord. Look how you lay everything out. And a lot of that is even spelled out in the rest of this chapter. And so we're grateful for his wonders. Number six, we're grateful for his works with joyful singing. Verse 22, let them also offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his works with joyful singing. Psalm 147:7 says, sing to the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praises to our God on the lyre. Now, I don't know how to play the lyre, do any of you? But if you could, that'd be fun to do at home, or maybe a guitar, or maybe a banjo. And to be able to sing to the Lord. I imagine for Rick and his family with the boys and Stephanie, they have fun singing at home. And we see we're grateful for his works, and we recognize that with joyful singing. In Psalm 103, verse 2, the scriptures say this, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. Let this week be, who knows when our last Thanksgiving week is going to get here? Who knows when we're going to experience it? But let's be grateful. Let's be filled with gratitude. Many years ago, a boat was wrecked in a storm on Lake Michigan in Evansville, Illinois. Students from Northwestern University formed themselves into rescue teams. One student, Edward Spencer, saved 17 people from the sinking ship. When he was carried exhausted to his room, he just asked a couple things. Did I do my best? Do you think I did my best? Years later, the evangelist R.A. Torrey was speaking actually on the other side of the country in Los Angeles. A man in the audience called out that Spencer Edward was present. Dr. Torrey invited Spencer to the platform, and the old man with white hair slowly climbed the steps as the applause rang out for this hero. Dr. Torrey asked him if anything in particular stood out in his memory from that day, and he said, only this, sir. Of the 17 people that I saved that day, not one of them thanked me for it. He saved their lives. He swam out and drug them in. And God wants us to be grateful. It doesn't cost you anything to be grateful. In fact, if anything, it gives you more well-being, more self-esteem, more friends, more life by being grateful. And let's practice that. On the way home, here's a little more homework. I want every one of you that are married or with family on the way home, I want you to give thanks to each person in the car for something about them and go around on your way home. It'll make it a great trip home. And just say, just go around and express gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And God will bless you for it. Let's bow together for a word of prayer. Father, we just want to tell you we love you today, and I thank you so much for our dear people. I thank you for the opportunity for us to look at your word, and Lord, I love you, and I thank you. I thank you for your presence here. Thank you for answering my prayer, Lord. I ask you to speak through me. I ask you to move me out of the way. And I believe I've felt that presence today. And Lord, I just want to ask you, please, to fill each and every one of us with gratitude. Gratitude for the things that you do for us. Lord, we love you. And for any here, if there's anyone watching, listening in the service today that doesn't know you personally, they can't really thank you. They don't really know you. Please knock at their heart's door. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, draw them into the kingdom of heaven. And I'd like to invite you right now to just say, dear Lord, you're looking, you're listening, you see me. Hear me, Lord. Save me. forgive me, change me, take control of me, live through me. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to stand and sing together. I want to ask you to do business with God. And however he's speaking to your heart this morning, you come. Our point, a thank you that Shannon Smith texted us. Thank you for your offering last week. You gave him $1,005, and that helped them greatly. He was here to see his mother. Let's give the Lord a hand. Amen. So Shannon sends his greetings. I doubt if you can see that, your eyes are better than mine. But we can print this if you'd like a copy of his thank you so you can read through it. And so that, and then also one of our new members was highlighted in the Palm City Spotlight, one of these citywide magazines. And Trevor Lawson is in this, let's bring that, there he is. He's nominated for Teacher of the Year for Crystal Lake Elementary School, amen? So when you see him, give him a congratulations. They're out of town today, so we're honoring him posthumously. And so I want to encourage you to give him an encouragement. How exciting is that, amen? Amen. And then, again, just want to tell you, love you. Nothing this Wednesday. Just stow that away. Remember that. No activities here this week. And we do want you to have a great Thanksgiving. So what's your two homework assignments? What's our... Okay, talk to your boyfriend. I don't have to have one, but I have a wife. And and tell them what you're grateful for. And then also just rehearse gratitude the next few days to God, talking to him, and rehearse things in your devotions together as a family. Don't just wait till Thursday. Just do it all week and give him thanks. Amen. Amen. Want to remind you about the Patriot drinks. I see Judith in the lobby, and I think is William in here, and William and brothers. So we want to encourage y'all. They'll run get some for you, and it gives you energy. I drink them when I'm down, and it bumps me up, and good for you. So those are available, and see Judith in the lobby. Amen? And be aware of the tea. Pick up some extra copies of the sale, the heart, and hand it out as an invitation for our musical coming up. So our dear sisters asked if she can dismiss us in prayer, and I told her she could. You're welcome.
Would everybody please close their eyes and fold their hands? Okay. Dear Jesus, thank you for all these wonderful people, and I hope Pastor feels better. And I hope that we have an awesome Sunday next Sunday and we learn more about you a day in, day out, and I'll do the homework that Pastor tells me to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Wash your hands.
And your faithful deacon, he's been a blessing to me. He's going to come say a quick word. Yes, sir.
I'll try and be quick because ordinarily we're trying to beat the Presbyterians to size, but I want to remind everybody that we don't need to rush off. I'll try to be quick because ordinarily we're trying to beat the Presbyterians to get some later. To the cake auction, Alan or I could be trusted with your funds, and we could bid on your bid on cakes for you if you like. And I joke about that, but it really does bless my heart when I think of what Rebecca's doing and what Pastor Lefwich is doing, sharing inspired messages last week and today. Thank you again, Pastor. We appreciate you. Very much looking forward to Pastor Harvey Webb next week. Again, standing in the gap while Pastor's gone. In football, we refer to that as next man up. And that's what we've got here, and I'm thankful for that, at least, anyway. So, spaghetti, luncheon, and cake auction. And then there was a little confusion, I think, with the Father's Day All-Star or All-Star Baseball Game event. It's the 15th. We can sign up for it after church. I'll be up there. It's $8 for kids, $10 for adults. Again, a sweet time of fellowship. Again, what Pastor Lefwich mentioned about, you know, being in the moment and leaving by a testimony of what you've done. And we're only here for a moment. It's true. Take advantage of opportunities to gather and esteem our fathers and our grandfathers and, you know, be an example to our kids. Let's pray and then we'll go. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for all the many blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day. Father, we pray, too, for divine appointments that while it's summertime and the living's easy and we kind of throttle back, help us to remain diligent in sharing the saving grace and your truth and your word everywhere we go. Father, we love you and praise you and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
My name is Karen Grantham, and I have the honor to be the director of First Baptist Christian Preschool Program. We have been in existence for over 40 years. First Baptist Christian Preschool proudly serves children from infants to 4 years of age. The core values of the preschool are rooted in Jesus Christ and are implemented in every activity. The preschool uses the nursery to pre-kindergarten curriculums published by Abeka Book and We Learn. These curriculums cover a variety of subjects and encourage the joy of learning and exploration. We offer the free voluntary pre-kindergarten program for the four-year-olds. Preschool hours are Monday through Friday, 6:45 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. You can reach me at 772-287-7793. For additional information, visit our website at www.fbcs-stewart.org and select the preschool tab. It has been a privilege to serve God here at First Baptist Church of Stewart for the past 22 years, and I am excited to see God at work in our church and school.
Hi, my name is John Demery, and I serve the First Baptist Church of Stewart through our outreach ministries. Our outreach ministry is about saving lives for eternity. It's also our way of getting involved with people outside the walls of our church. Some examples of some of our ministries are, one, the Feast of Plenty, which at Thanksgiving we serve our community with free Thanksgiving meals. And at Christmas time, we celebrate the birth of Jesus through a musical performed by our choir, and it's also free and open to the community. At Easter time, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus by serving our community with food and games and fellowship, and of course, the Word of God. We are currently raising money for an indoor athletic facility, which will serve our church and our school and our entire community. And then throughout the year, we participate in other activities such as golf and fishing and hunting and women's and men's Bible studies. We also offer a program for young mothers called MOPS. The goals of our ministry is, of course, to reach people to come to the love of Jesus and to encourage them to join the family of God. And we ask you, won't you come and meet our family?
Hi, my name is Allie Blackwell, and I'm the principal of First Baptist Christian School, home of the Warriors. Our school is a ministry of First Baptist Church of Stewart and was established in 1974. We have been fully accredited through ACSI, Association of Christian School International, since 1999. First Baptist Christian School is committed to academic excellence through a biblical worldview by teaching critical thinking skills, reaching the heart, and inspiring student leaders who will impact their community for Jesus Christ. We offer exceptional student education that are part-time and full-time services through our Strive program, Talented and Gifted program, Honors and AP Middle School program, and High School Dual Enrollment. Our Strive program serves grades 2 through 5 to include specialized teaching, teaching students how to reach their full potential. Strive offers pull-out and exclusive programs during normal school hours. Our TAG program is available to nurture academic excellence of the gifted students and to increase student achievement. It is recognized that gifted students have unique abilities, values, needs, and talents. The program is designed to aid in the optimum development of students' emotional, social, intellectual, and spiritual capabilities. In middle school, we offer honors and advanced placement in 6th through 8th grade math and English language arts. Our high school offers a variety of online courses and dual enrollment with Indian River State College. There's a combination of classroom and computer direct study in most subjects. In addition to academics, we offer competitive sports through our athletic programs, and we participate with the Treasure Coast Athletic Conference. First Baptist Christian School is committed to academic excellence through a biblical worldview by teaching critical thinking skills, reaching the heart, and inspiring student leaders who will impact their community for Jesus Christ. To schedule a tour, call us at 772-287-5161. For more information about our school, please visit us on Facebook or school website at www.fbcs-stewart.org. The Lord has placed an exciting vision in the hearts of our teachers, staff, school committee, and I am confident that He will continue to bring this to fruition. My family has been a part of First Baptist Church of Stewart for the past 20 years and has been richly blessed to be a part of this family. We would love for you to join us. May God bless you and your family.
My name is Tom Snipes, and I'm a member of First Baptist Church of Stewart. I am the Life Group Bible Study teacher for the senior adults. I've attended Bible study class all my life and have learned a lot about the Bible, but there's still a lot more I need to learn. I've heard some people say that the Bible is easy to understand. I'm not sure I agree with that because I find a lot in the Bible that I don't understand. That is why Life Group Bible Studies are so important. We all need to read and understand the Bible, and how can we understand it if we don't study it? As a teacher, I have to study hard if I'm going to effectively teach those in my class. Each Sunday, we study topics with life application and have question and answer time for discussion. As Christians, we need to grow spiritually, and the way we do that is to spend time studying the Scriptures. We enjoy studying the Bible with each other, and Sunday morning Life Group Bible Study is a valuable way to learn more about the Bible. Pastor Darrell asked me about 17 years ago if I would consider leading the senior adult Life Group class. I told him I would pray about it. I did pray about it, and God impressed upon me that I needed to say yes. In these 17 years, I have learned so much and have been blessed to lead this life group for the glory of God. I want to invite you to come and be a part of our Life Group Bible Studies, beginning at 9 o'clock each Sunday morning. We also have Life Group Studies for all ages. I do hope you will consider checking us out and experiencing our love for you and Jesus. I look forward to meeting you and making some new friends.
Reborn Youth Ministry is for students in 6th through 12th grade. We invite students each Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. to get up, get out, and get moving. Students will hear high-energy Christian music and messages straight from God's Word that they can apply to their lives, relevant to issues they face each day. Friendships are formed through team-building games, sports, art, and service projects, and special events throughout the month. If you or a teen you know is looking for a Christ-centered, safe, and friendly environment, please check us out. On Sunday mornings, we offer a life group for our students at 9 a.m. and invite them to join our worship service right afterwards.
Hello, my name is Colleen Highstone. Our church is a family, a fellowship, and a body of believers. We study God's Word together, we worship together, pray together, serve together, rejoice together, and support each other. If I had to use only one word to describe our church, it would be loving. I count myself blessed to be a member of this church. See the faithfulness of our church family in supporting our many church ministries, which includes this weekly radio broadcast. As the Bible says in Matthew 6:21, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Our church motto is connecting people to Jesus and one another with love. Our church members live that out every day. If there's any way we can serve you or your family, don't hesitate to give us a call. We'd love to meet you and invite you to join us on Sunday mornings as we worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hello, I'm Daryl Orman, pastor of First Baptist Church of Stewart. The Lord Jesus tells us in Luke 6:38, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall people give to you. For with the same measure you give, shall it be given unto you again." I'd like to encourage you today to send a gift to this ministry to keep us on the air. We are a conservative, Bible-preaching, teaching church that declares the entire counsel of God. We don't skate around controversial topics or moral issues that God's Word specifically deals with. If you've been blessed by our 20-year ministry on this station, WCNO 89.9 FM, then please give. There's several ways you can do that. First of all, you could make us a tax-deductible check today to First Baptist Church of Stewart, 201 Southwest Ocean Boulevard, Stewart, Florida, 34994. Or you can give online at fbcstuart.org and just click on our tab for giving at the top of the homepage. It'll take you to several options. And then there, if you would check radio broadcast supporter. And God bless you as you reach forward to us and assist us in sharing and proclaiming the unsearchable riches of Christ. This is Pastor Daryl Orman, and I just want to thank you so much for joining us today. And we really appreciate you spending time with us as we get into God's Word each week. We've had the opportunity now to broadcast with WCNO Radio since 2004. And I've run into a number of people in the community that said, "Pastor Orman, we listen to your broadcast. God speaks to our heart, blesses us as we get into the Word with you. And we'd like to give you the opportunity to help us keep this broadcast on the air and to keep it going. And we'd like to make it available for you to help underwrite us in this effort to share the gospel and to share the Word of God. And if you'd like to help and give, we'd like to encourage you to visit our website at fbcstuart.org and click the Giving tab, and it'll give you an opportunity to give to this ministry. Or if you'd like to mail, if you're analog like I am, if you could mail your gift to 201 West Ocean Boulevard, Stewart, Florida, 34994, and make that care of First Baptist Church of Stewart. We would really appreciate your help in assisting us with this ministry to enable us to keep broadcasting and to keep sharing the Word of God and preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We love you and thank God for you and look forward to hearing from you. And also, if you'd like a copy of our messages, just contact us as well. And for any gift, we'll be glad to send you a copy of one of our messages. Just request the title of the message and we'll get that in the mail to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for worshiping with us. We love you and thank God for you.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasser Bradley Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.